Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, listeners. This is another roundup of offbeat news from Odyssey stations across the country from the Something Offbeat podcast. You might be getting this episode in your feed because we regularly feature other Odyssey shows from across the country, and we want to make sure that you don't miss out on other weird news stories that you might be interested in. Today, we're going to be going on a journey that takes us from the underbelly of LA to a mysterious Midwestern explosion, and all the way to Stonehenge, with guides from KMOX's The Dave Glover Show, KMBZ's The Dana and Parks Show, and KNX News. We'll start in LA, where even hardened film noir detectives like Philip Marlowe might have a tough time dealing with the recent blotter, which includes a pop star and a butt sniffer. Yeah, a butt sniffer. I'll let my pal Daniela from KNX tell you all about it.
I'm your host, Daniela DeRobio. The man that authorities call a serial butt sniffer was arrested again. In fact, it's been a month since he was last arrested. It happened last week inside a Walgreens in Burbank, according to NBC4. Police say Khalees Crowder was seen, you guessed it, sniffing a woman's butt. This time, employees recognized him and they called the cops. Ever hear of the Rich Roland burglary crew? That's Rich Roland, by the way, not Rick Roland. And while the group sounds like they could be the suspects in a Scooby-Doo episode, police say they're responsible for more than 90 residential burglaries in LA. Officers also say they've arrested 8 members of the group. Here's Craig Figner with more.
Targets of this operation were members of what was referred to as the Rich Roland burglary crew.
They were heavily armed and targeted homes where wealthy people lived all across Los Angeles. That is how LAPD Chief Jim McDonald describes the Rich Roland burglary crew. He says 8 people have been arrested, that they served some search warrants last week. There was another one back in April, and he says they resulted in an enormous amount of evidence.
The Rich Roland burglary crew, responsible for 92 residential burglaries in the city of Los Angeles. In April of 2025, a search warrant was served at a residence in Los Angeles. At that time, 2 rifles, 5 handguns, a large amount of ammunition, body armor, large capacity rifle and pistol magazines, purses, jewelry, high-end watches, stolen credit cards, as well as multiple license plates were recovered.
Chief McDonald says the Rich Roland burglary crew's crimes started back in 2022. Despite the 8 people arrested and the number of crimes involved, he says they do not appear to be connected to the recent rash of burglaries in Encino. I'm Craig Figner.
Rapper Lil Nas X pled not guilty to 4 felony charges, including assaulting a police officer. A judge set his bail at $75,000. You may remember last week the rapper was seen wandering Studio City in just his underwear. He was arrested and taken to a hospital before going to jail.
If you want to stay updated on those crimes, the LA Local Podcast is the place to go. Now we'll head to the St. Louis area for our next story. This week, 5 homes were suddenly leveled in an explosion that rocked the city of Blackjack. That's a suburb of St. Louis. Sean Malone joined the Dave Glover Show with a firsthand account of this calamity.
I couldn't tell which house had blown up. There were 4, maybe 5 homes, I think 5, that were completely turned to
just
rubble.
Just leveled?
Yes.
Wow.
Just nothing was left but burnt debris at this point. And it was basically, it was on a corner block of this little neighborhood, and it was in an L shape. I'll describe it. It was kind of the homes that were destroyed were similar to the layout of how a knight can move in chess. It was an L shape where you had the one home on the corner. To the right of it, one home. Those two were completely leveled. And the one on the corner, about three homes north of that or further up from that, those were completely leveled and burnt to a crisp as well. It was quite an unbelievable sight to see. I could smell it as I was driving up about 10 minutes out. Smell the smoke.
Smell of anything specific or just like...
You know what was weird about it? It smelled like fireworks show.
Okay.
I thought was weird about. Now, I'm not saying that there were any kind of explosives like that used. I didn't see that. I didn't get any indication from residents and neighbors that I spoke to that, you know, it was a fireworks-like explosion. Because that, I mean, there's multiple things going off. Everyone just heard one singular boom from what I talked to. Okay. But just to describe the scene, that's kind of what I smelled on my drive up. And then you get there and you just see a thick cloud of smoke on the ground still while firefighters are still fighting homes that are on fire. And, you know, I had a hard time when I first arrived there actually seeing down exactly what was going on because there was so much smoke in the area.
Still. So you got there how long after the report?
Yeah, there was still active.
Maybe a half an hour.
I don't want to say a home was fully on fire. I probably got there about an hour after the initial call was made to 911. I think the first call came in at a little before 9:15. I got there at about 10 minutes past 10.
Okay.
So still enough to see, you know, an active situation that the fire department was handling. They had it well under control at that point. But again, a lot of these homes, just from when they arrived, were totally engulfed in flames.
Sean, talk a little bit about how widespread this was felt. I'm seeing this tweet from KMOX St. Louis News on Twitter, at KMOX News.
Well, the best person to ask about how widespread the explosion, the shockwave was felt, was Chris Ronchi, because he was on the air and said that he heard, I believe it was his mother who lives in Granite City.
Felt it. Okay.
So all the way across the river in Illinois, they felt the shockwave from this explosion.
Wow.
And, you know, I was talking to people that were out there that obviously they felt it living in the immediate area, but they're like, yeah, I heard from this person in this other part of the county that felt it, you know? And, you know, Granite City, I think, is as far out as I've heard that the shockwave was felt, but that's how large this explosion was. Across the river, people were feeling something.
Wow. So what do we know now, if anything, about potential causes? I know Spire has put out a statement.
That in their early investigation, it doesn't appear that it's anything with their infrastructure.
Okay, so
they were still inspecting things while I was out there. One of the last things I saw before I went back to the station was they were digging a giant ditch right out front of one of the homes.
Okay.
I believe it was the one on the corner, I believe. And I guess they were digging to check something with their line to see if things were working properly or if there was any indication with that. I don't know the exact specifics, but I know Spire was still out there investigating. Bomb and Arson was also out there investigating.
Okay.
It is not indicative that just because they're there, that it was a bomb or
just have
arson.
To check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're there just because there was an explosion, not because they think it was a bomb or it was arson that led to that explosion. Same reason as Spire being there.
Right.
You know, it doesn't
necessarily
mean that it was Spire that or a gas line that caused this. So they're still looking into it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A preliminary investigation by the Regional Bomb and Arson Unit indicated that the explosion was caused by natural gas. However, St. Louis County Police Chief Kenneth Gregory said that this is the, quote, likely cause and that more work needs to be done. To keep up on that story, check out KMOX on the Odyssey app, also online at the KMOX website, or by telling your smart speaker to play the station, KMOX. You can also find The Dave Glover Show after it airs wherever you get your podcasts. Now, for our final tale, we're checking in with the Dana and Park Show to learn about a new discovery. I like to call these mystery levels, concerning the Stonehenge site in the UK.
New analysis of a cow's tooth found at Stonehenge shows the animal likely came from Wales, reinforcing theories that cattle helped to transport the enormous stones.
Are you saying they moved the stones?
Wales is in W-A-L-E-S.
Wait, a cow came from a whale?
W-A-L-E-S. Focus.
Whales.
Whale.
Whales.
Not a whale, but
whales.
A whales.
Got it.
I can't do
Princess that. Diana. I got it. Go back. Cow, Stonehenge.
Who said anything about Princess Diana?
You should have said whales.
You're saying Princess Diana was a whale? She was very thin.
They think a cow had something to do with getting the stones.
They think cows, because the stones are very large.
Yeah.
They moved them.
They moved them from Wales to southern England, mm-hmm. where Stonehenge is located.
Mm-hmm.
The tooth was found in 1924. They sliced it into 9 horizontal sections, analyzed it for clues about the animal's diet, environment, and movement, found that, I don't know how they do that, they're smarter than me, found that the cow's tooth showed evidence that it was from whales, without an H.
Got it.
And that cows, now I'm confusing myself.
It would behoove them to investigate that further.
Okay. The cows were used to transport the gigantic stones that make up Stonehenge, and they still don't officially know what Stonehenge is.
Wait, what? It's a sundial.
No, they don't actually know, Sam.
I was there 2 years ago. I read everything there was about Stonehenge at the site, and they are conflicted. Sundial is thought to be the number one. You know, because if you look through here and then you look through here, the sun shines directly in on the first day of spring and then on the other side on the first day of fall, okay? And so they think maybe it might have been a way for the people who lived in southern England at the time to know when to start planting and to know when to start harvesting. However, there is another thread of thought that has it as a religious site. Would you like to disagree, Dan?
He said that to me. No, he's good.
Okay. He looked like he was getting ready to jump on.
Are you turning your mic on or just talking to me?
I'm just talking to you. I'm working on something in here.
It is, Scott, I will tell you this. I've seen your photos.
It's fascinating.
It's probably not in my top three because, you know, we're not getting any younger and I've got places I want to go see around the world.
Yeah, that's because you haven't seen it yet.
But it would be maybe top five.
When you walk up on it, first of all, it's smaller than you think.
They say that about the Mona Lisa.
It is smaller than you think. I thought the stones would be just gigantic. They are big. And you can't figure out how in the hell did they move these stones more than 150 miles?
Okay, but give me like the size of a Ford F-150 truck or bigger?
Oh, bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
Much bigger.
Because you're right. There's really nothing to scale because you can't put a human next to it. You're not allowed to go up and touch them.
Not anymore.
Highly frowned upon. That's a lot.
Well, but you know what? All they have is a small little rope that wraps all the way around the monument.
I know that I'm the crazy conspiracy theorist, but when are we going to accept that we had prior advanced civilizations on this planet?
Well,
they did not pull these rocks with cows and get them up in place with ropes. That did not happen.
With some sort of fulcrum and pulley system over many dozens of years, maybe.
The running theory was, and keep in mind, Stonehenge is 5,000 years old, okay? The running thought is that they use logs, long logs, and, you know, many of them in succession.
As you roll it along, you grab the log.
Somebody would grab
back,
the log,
move it to the front.
Move it to the front. Yeah. That's right. And then the cows, now this is apparently the prevailing thought, would just pull them along as you're running the logs back up and sticking them underneath the stone.
Oxen. Yeah, they would use oxen to move these things. You know, we make the assumption that just because people lived a long time ago that they weren't humans with brains and tools and building things.
Wow.
I mean, the Roman Empire was 100, 150 years away from their own industrial revolution.
Yeah.
You know.
Keep in mind, Stonehenge was created, I'll repeat, 5,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So those stones, by the way, I would guess they're about 25 feet tall each one. But how did they get these on top of those two?
That's 2.5 stories tall. It's incredible.
Yeah. Pulleys. They lifted up there with ropes.
No, hello, duh. It was cows.
The cows. The cows lifted them up. Just
pulled that string and there it went.
They moved them.
Utterly ridiculous.
With whales and Princess Diana.
Last December, we had Anthony Clark, a researcher who was on a team that published a study with new findings about Stonehenge on the Something Offbeat podcast. Clark's team determined that the altar stone that sits at the center of Stonehenge is from the northeast part of Scotland. That's over 450 miles away from the Stonehenge site. How did it get there? Well, Stonehenge just loves to keep its mysteries. Here's just a little bit of what Clark told Something Offbeat host Mike Rogers about it.
There's so much mystery. There always has been surrounding Stonehenge, and you've just added to it. You realize that.
I did, yeah. I think Stonehenge is somewhat of a research black hole, I think. The more you put into it, the more you don't get out. And I look to all of the other monuments in the UK. Some of them are overlooked and some are just as impressive as Stonehenge. Maybe if we also look at them, some of the mysteries of ancient Britain will be unraveled.
For more on Clark's research, check out that episode in the Something Offbeat feed wherever you get your podcasts. And I wanted to say thank you all so much for listening to this roundup of Offbeat News. This show was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Thanks again to the LA Local from KNX News in Los Angeles, the Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, and the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.